I work as a superintendent for Culver School District. There's just 650 students in the whole district. So during COVID, just relying on 24/7 the second I get in the car, when you're the top boss, there's no one else to go to. You know, so all the complaints and all the frustration, they flow uphill. And 24/7 on my way to work fills my cup. And then on the way home, it reminds me that I don't have to be in charge. Raise my hallelujah. I would just blare that sucker so loud when it would come on.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies.
COVID just wore so heavy on my soul that I started to get worn down because it was so heavy. And that song just made me firm up my backbone and say, okay, I got to get back up. I got to lead and I got to be positive and I got to speak hope into these people and the students and the families. And then someone spoke to me, or I read it, that God sovereignly placed each of us right now in our time. Like, don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't pout. He's using you to build his army. And I would listen to worship 24/7, and we just prayed fear out of the district.
I'm gonna see in the middle of the storm.
High poverty community, and school is how these kids get breakfast and lunch. For some of them, it's their only meal of the day. And so I just was devastated that we were doing this online school. So I had all the bus drivers, because they would be off work, right? Because we weren't transporting children. So I said, actually, you guys are going to work. And I created this schedule and worked with the cafeteria. And the cafeteria made breakfast and lunch packs, and our bus drivers delivered them door to door. But God's the driver, and worship 24/7 has been a major part of that, because we just raise that hallelujah right in the midst of the storm, and he delivers.